Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into the show that's on in the afternoon, highlighting local heroes, community happenings, and all the things you need to know about going on in and around St. John's County. Pete Melfi, Davey Hartzell. Davey, how you doing, man?
Doing good.
We've got some special guests in studio.
We do.
It's all wedding stuff. I'm excited to talk about it, get to the bottom of it. How does a wedding work? Where do we go? What do we do? Who do we ask? It's all right here.
It's wedding season, that's for sure, man. All right, we will get into that very, very shortly. We will introduce you to our special guests very soon. But first, do want to start off the show by reminding you that our title sponsor here, Nissan of St. Augustine. Great cars, great people, great value. The only thing they're missing is you. Nissan of St. Augustine proudly serves motorists in St. Augustine, Jacksonville, Ponte Vedra Beach, and Palm Coast. With quality new and certified pre-owned Nissan cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans. Will is the van man.
The van man can.
He can. If you are on the fence about getting a new or pre-owned vehicle, or you're looking to service your current one, Nissan of St. Augustine, known by their mission to become a staple in the community by building lasting and valuable relationships that provide service that exceeds all expectations. They have a sales center that's open 7 days a week. Until 8 p.m. for your convenience. Nissan of St. Augustine. We love them. Also got to give a huge shout out to Simone Schmidt and Laura Baker, who are St. John's County super lenders.
Amazing.
We need some superhero music for that, don't we? FBC Mortgage is a top 20 national mortgage lender. That counts, by the way.
Okay.
That counts.
That wasn't off key?
No, it was not as off key as most of your singing.
There we go.
That's okay.
That's nice.
They specialize in residential mortgage lending. They offer purchase, refinance, construction, and renovation loans. Check them out today. Get a list of all their services and get pre-approved for a mortgage. Super-lenders.com. Super-lenders.com.
Get the ball rolling.
That's it, man. Very, very important to do that as early as possible, especially today. All right, man, where are we starting today, Davey?
Okay, well, you know I'm really, really, really close with Jimmy Fallon. He's like one of my great friends.
Oh, really? That's unfortunate.
He said, dude, you have to run this one on your show. Here you go, little buddy. See you at the Tonys. Love, Jimmy. Worst wedding fails.
Okay.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Man. First one here. This is from Patrick. I thought I was making a calm, composed face as my wife came down the aisle and found this one. Found the face that I made. Look at him. He's looking like
petrified. He looks a little scared.
A little nervous.
He's a little scared out there.
Am I marrying that one?
Wow.
Next one up. Turns out the mint my brother gave me before I walked down the aisle was also something blue. Thanks a lot, Patrick.
Blue teeth.
Yeah.
Looks like she's wearing a mouth guard.
Seriously, you now can kiss the bride, but it's like, what is that? All right, next up. In front of 100-plus family and friends, my husband was supposed to say, I take you as my friend and partner. He was so nervous, he said, I take you as my fartner.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's not the way that's
wedding
supposed to
fails.
Go.
Wedding fails. Nope. Next one. Our photographer photoshopped Jesus into the wedding photo. Oh.
Oh, wow. There you go. Wow.
Very natural.
Wow.
Next one up. We've got my husband is not a drinker, but decided vodka shots with everyone that he could talk to into it. So at the reception, as it ended, we had to bring him up to the hotel room with a luggage cart.
Oh, that's a shame.
That is a shame. You see his foot like underneath the stall there.
Oh, I see that now.
Yeah. Okay. Next one up. We just got married and we're ready for the party. One of the older ladies was one of the first to arrive. When she came, some food platter and took a big scoop of guacamole. The guacamole was wasabi and they had to call the paramedics.
Ah!
Oh, spicy. Ooh,
that's too much.
Yeah.
That's too much, man.
Next one, this is from Keith. A friend of mine were dancing together. We both looked miserable. Despite the looks on our faces, we had a great time. They look miserable.
Yeah, they're not happy to be there for whatever reason.
I think he's just focusing.
So maybe focus a little happier, dude.
But this guy got too happy. This one, he danced
split
so hard, he
split
it right up the crack. There it is.
At least he was wearing underwear, man.
Full moon. I know, if that was Troy Blevins, run for the hills.
Trouble.
Yeah. Next up, the photographer made them come out early. Whoopsie doodle.
Ooh,
yeah.
Got a really interesting action shot there.
Jack and Jill, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Next up, as they were down in Mexico celebrating their 7th anniversary, this reminds them of the time that the dog on the beach decided to pee on their arbor.
Oh.
You see him there? Lift the leg.
Well, that makes it memorable.
Absolutely.
Doesn't it? That's something nobody at that wedding will ever forget.
My question is, did they adopt the dog? Because the dog is putting, you know, like, he wants to be a part of this. Obviously, putting a stink on
you
it.
You have to.
Right.
You have to at that point. He's marking his territory. This is my family.
Unbelievable. This next one, can you imagine? The priest falls asleep right before the... You can't say much on that one. We got to move forward. But yeah, last one today. My mother-in-law wore a wedding dress to my wedding.
Yeah.
What? Top that one, Twitter.
What?
Could you imagine?
Oh.
What would you do? Probably say nothing. Say nothing. Oh, man. Spill something. Make it not white. I don't know.
Most women I know would kick that woman out of the wedding.
You think so?
Yeah. I think so. That's, yeah. Well, that's tasteless. That's classless.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's offensive. It really is.
I'll meet your mother-in-law at the bar.
Family gathering's not comfortable after that point.
Not comfortable. Speaking of not comfortable.
Boy, yeah. I guess we got to get into those horoscopes, right? It is Wednesday, so we've got Sagittarius and Scorpio on deck.
I'm on deck.
You're on deck.
Okay. You're on deck. I'm going to get nervous.
Prepare yourself, Davey. These ones are not that great. Nope. Guys, Booth, can we get some horoscope music, please?
Oh, see, that always puts me in a nice mood.
Yeah, that horoscope music. Relaxing. Yeah, it's very nice, man. Sagittarius, you will suddenly understand both particle physics and empathy. You may have actually snorted chock full of nuts at one time in your life.
Dopey.
Huh? Your next career? A mime.
Oh.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
You will get a worthless coupon in the mail.
That's normal.
Yeah.
That's inevitable.
That is normal for everybody, right? That's why, see, horoscopes, they can apply to anybody.
It was pretty good, though. Snorting chock full of nuts.
Here's Scorpio. This is not good. Not good.
What?
Your mailman is sleeping with your mother.
Huh? Oh, good for mom.
Get it in, girl! You're a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah, that we know that, too. Yeah.
Your heroes are all cowards.
The older I get, the more that's becoming true. Yep, I'm not mad about it.
Your hair is plotting against you again. You've been banged up, so the universe is taking extra care of you this week. Doesn't sound like it.
That's nice.
Doesn't sound like it.
I mean, I'm ready for the extra care. What is that going to look like?
Well, we'll
definitely
see.
Not cheaper gas.
Let's pray for that, man.
You mouth the guts.
Do whatever you can do.
Come on now. Shake it out. Figure it out.
All right. At this point, I got to remind you that our good friends at Five Nutrition keep me going. Through the morning show, through all the shows, man.
Yeah.
That energy, that clarity, that focus that you get from these is unfreaking believable. Mm-hmm. And it is unrivaled. Not by coffee.
No.
Coffee doesn't give you this type of energy. The clean energy.
Look at me. I'm like crack focus. Over here. I'm like, ugh.
Right? You got a coffee in front
Too
of you.
Too much.
Yeah.
You calm, cool, collected. Yes. Smooth operator. Nice.
Five Nutrition, right on the corner of Lewis Speedway and Varela Avenue. They've not only got these great lit teas, but they do the protein shakes, the protein donuts. It's Waffle Wednesday today.
Oh, it's Waffle Wednesday,
Waffle Wednesday.
Very nice.
They were whipping them up this morning while I was getting in there.
We love them down there at Vibe.
Yeah, man. Huge fans. Also, we really love our friends at Panache.
Ugh.
I'm a huge fan of Panache, obviously, after going down there and... Boy, getting that much needed massage, man.
So, one of the first times you entered a spa, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you went
maybe
in for
the first time.
Okay, maybe the first time, but you were a little intimidating. You weren't sure what you were going to walk into.
No clue.
And you got a 60-minute Swedish massage, right?
Oh, it was amazing, man. First off, they take you back into the room where they prep you for, like, their spa services, right? Where you can just relax. And it's a whole different area. It's a whole totally different vibe.
It's another country out there.
It is. Yeah. It's so chill. They got, like, the I feel like there were waterfalls.
Calm,
there.
Very Enya-like. Yeah. Yes. Very nice. Misting moment. Yeah, yes. Very good.
Calming colors.
They have a room where you don't talk. I like that, too. That
Do
was
they?
Nice. Yeah, that was that sitting area room, right in, like, right before you go to your service.
That's and the room...
Yeah.
I wish I could take lots of people to.
They had peanut butter M&M's. They had peanut butter M&M's.
They did.
Oh,
they did.
So good.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a really, really, really special time at Panache. And their carefully chosen and highly trained staff is there to exceed your expectations. The same goes for their elegant salon space that we just talked about and dedicated to their guest comfort. Their devotion to innovation and artistry has been around since 1987. Panache is amazing. They share Aveda's exceptional standards and quality products, treatments, and guest care. Everything they can do reflects the standards of an Aveda salon. Very nice.
Yeah. It is very, very impressive, man.
Yeah.
As a dude who doesn't do that stuff, I was very impressed, and I will be going back to Panache very soon.
Very nice. Good.
Yeah, man. We got some special guests in studio. You want to introduce us all to our special guests, sir?
It would be my honor.
Absolutely. Right. One, my very best friends are in studio. I have Brittany Jones, Uncorked Occasions, and Tess Manton, Tula Rose Floral and Events in-house to talk everything about wedding season.
It's that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, except for me.
Yeah. Yeah, or me. I mean, whatever. But we're going to learn about it. Hi, ladies. Welcome.
There we go. Hi. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So, Uncorked Occasions, Brittany.
Yes.
How did that come about? What did you always want to be a wedding planner? Like, what's up with that?
I actually had no desire to be a wedding planner. I actually did an interview in front of my entire college class one time. Talking about how I would never be a wedding planner.
Are you kidding me? Wow. We have like our whole audience rolling their eyes right now.
It was great. I just, you know, planning events. I had done a lot of nonprofit work and community events and things. And I just didn't see myself. I'm a very like low drama, low key person. I didn't think that that was the right avenue for me. But once I got into it, I realized that taking people's stress off of them, because it's not emotional for me. It's just an event, you know, mm-hmm. It's a beautiful event, but I don't have the same emotional ties to the people and the things where I can take that and alleviate that for people. And it really, I blossomed into what it is, but we still do other events too, but a lot of weddings.
That
sounds great, because it sounds like, boy, that's what people need, right? It's just to take, sometimes you just need to take the emotion out of a situation and say, okay, here's the event. Here's what needs to happen. Boom. Let's get it done. That sounds like almost a calling. I want to just relieve people's stress. I want to make people happy, you know?
It is.
And Tess, you kind of have a similar situation too. You were at Casa Monica for years. I'm going to fast forward real quick. You know, graduated from Flagler, went to Casa Monica, realized that there was a need for event florist in town, and started partnering with a local artist, Karen, I believe, from Treasury 57. Can you talk a little bit about your journey?
Yeah, I actually grew up in Colorado and just kind of always had like a love for florals and nature and art and design and interior design and stuff like that. Got into events kind of similarly to Brittany's story on accident. And then it just kind of bloomed into what it is today.
It's awesome. Well, I just remember Karin being such an exceptional florist in town and an eccentric one.
Very eccentric.
Was that something that drew you to the whole medium?
Absolutely. She definitely had an outlook on weddings like no one else I'd ever seen before. Her design skills and talent were unmatched. It was really fun to watch her create and be a part of her design process with her brides as a event manager at the hotel. I worked for White Room as well. I met her there actually, and kind of in that, and then I followed her around.
That's awesome.
But she definitely was an inspiration, much missed.
Yeah, yeah.
So you were definitely comfortable in that world of kind of the high-end wedding productions. I mean, the White Room and the Casa Monica, people go there for these things, and it's a show. It's a production, right? Mm-hmm. So what's the difference between just a regular old florist and an event florist?
So we all kind of define ourselves, in the niches that we enjoy the most, I think.
Okay.
I got into this knowing that I just wanted to do event design and not necessarily a retail side of my business. Which means that we don't hold hours, we don't deliver Mother's Day, we don't do Valentine's Day.
You don't walk in and get a dozen.
No, we don't keep like store hours where you can come and shop. We don't do any short sale.
So you're like the lady that would design the avatar theme of the ride, like the whole moment of like pulling in the jungle aspects and getting the eucalyptus and like really kind of making that moment and kind of making an artist touch on it.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, Brittany definitely starts with the clients first, and she sort of manages their ideas and expectations, and then they come to us with sort of a baseline of what their interests are, their design styles, stuff like that, and then I get to kind of take that and run with it.
Mm.
Nice. So I have to imagine in the world of wedding planning, there you have some things that go really, really smooth. You got some things that maybe more often than not don't go as smooth.
Yeah.
Talk to me. Can you share with us some of the like crazier experiences that you've had? And have you had to deal with the bridezillas? Have you? What's a real wild moment that you're just like, boy, I hope I don't get myself into that again.
We could write a book for sure.
We should probably do a TV show.
It's pretty wild.
Here's your start right here.
Yeah, we got it.
We're ready to ride. No, honestly, people always say that term, bridezilla, but I don't really experience that. I feel like if you can get a true understanding of what your clients are anticipating and what their, you know, what their dream flowers look like, what their dream playlist looks like, whatever it might be. If you can manage that and manage their expectations on the front end, they will trust you to do your job on the back end. And there are definitely things that have gone wrong. We have had cakes not get made on the day they're supposed to get made, or things just show up wrong time, wrong thing. But if we're noticing the cake isn't there when it's supposed to be there, we're calling them to see where they're at. We've got a ton of local people. Arlene at Sweet Wedding saved my life that day because she has baked cakes in her window, and she brought me one while mine was being baked. So there's ways to navigate those, you know, emergencies or things that don't go your way. But if your clients have trusted you to do your job, you're going to do it. And a lot of times, we'll share with them what went wrong because they're always curious. But for the most part, they don't even know because we've managed it, fixed it, moved on.
Do you think that's why you stay local? Because you know that you have the bat phone and you can like boom, 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 make your moves?
I love being local because of the bat phone, but I also love to travel. But when I do things out of my area, it is important that I have made a relationship with people there anyways. Even if I've only met them once or had a phone call, just knowing you've got to know where you're going and who you can reach out to should you have an emergency.
You did Daniel Lewis's wedding. It was overseas, right? Or wasn't
not overseas, Destin? But in the Keys.
Oh, it was in the Keys.
Tessa did that as well.
That's amazing. Okay. That's
floral shop in our hotel room.
So it's not just St. John's County. It's not just St. Augustine. It is out there. You can have an imagination and get out of the fish tank. Of
Please hire us to go far away.
Yeah, we love to go far.
We love to go far.
and that's honestly something that kind of keeps us, I think, rounded, is we don't do the same thing every weekend. That's why we don't run a wedding venue. While we love the venues we work in, Tessa and I are very similar in that we like variety. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't want to do the exact same floral centerpiece every weekend. She wants to have that ability to create
for
somebody.
You want to make it unique, right?
Yeah. And most of our clients want that. But if you think about St. Augustine, a large majority of our clients are coming here to get married. So in the same respect, it's nice for us or people we know that want to go elsewhere to get married. Yeah. You know, it's no different.
Okay. Now, is there, just keeping it local here, is there, if somebody's planning a wedding, they're just in the beginning phases. They're like, well, we're getting married. Let's find a place. What are some of the places you like to recommend? What are some of your favorite venues here in St. Because we got some beautiful ones. Princess Place. We got the Treasury. We have so many awesome ones.
We have a very great range of style and even price point view, you know, whatever you want to look at from, you know, you're looking at the River House on the water. You've got the Treasury on the Plaza, which is really unique, or the Leitner Museum. That's an actual museum that you're getting married in, to the White Room with the rooftop and the view of the downtown water. You've got the Casa Monica. There's, you know, ton of places that within a few miles of each other or a few blocks, you know, any weekend you're seeing, you know, 10, 12 brides out on a corner taking pictures.
Yeah. But
Flagler College in certain times of the year has weddings as well. So I feel like we have the luxury of having some really beautiful and really unique wedding venues here.
Yeah.
But we also have, you know, the Fountain of Youth. While it's outside, you can kind of move about that property and do different things. So we really have a great variety in town here for people to choose from.
We do. I guess it just depends on your style, right?
Yeah.
Embassy Suites on the beach. Yeah, we've got, I'm like, who did I miss?
Embassy.
Oh, it's a people. Yeah. I'm like, I'm missing someone.
The only ocean right now.
Yeah.
So B, if I was a bride and I was trying to figure this out, like, I don't know how much your services cost. I have no idea. Mm. But like, what's the one thing to like, to come to the table correct? Like, how do I feel confident in having a conversation with you on opening this up, on designing a beautiful wedding?
I think looking at your guest list before you look at anything else is the most important thing, because people think, oh, I'm going to have 100 guests. But then when you talk to your in-laws and your parents and your spouse, you know, all of a sudden your guest list is 200 people, and some venues can't accommodate that.
Okay.
So if you can start with how many people you're going to invite, you can start looking. You know, you don't want to look at a venue that's only 100 guests max if you have 250 people on your guest list.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, starting with realistically what you want to invest. You know, this is an investment. It's a celebration, and you do get to keep the photos and keep, you know, the memories. But there are dollar signs attached to each service, and, you know, having a realistic expectation so that I don't send you to, you know, a florist or a baker or a caterer that's either outside of your price point or that isn't realistic for what you're trying to pull off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing with tests too, with flowers. Is, I mean, I've worked for you for years now and understanding the operations of it. And it's not just you cut out a florist and you're thinking, oh, I'll just get my flowers at Publix. It's a entirely different kind of flower that we're talking about here. This comes directly from wholesalers, that these flowers last longer. I mean, talk about the process of the ordering of flowers.
It's pretty wild these days.
Yeah, I know. It's got to be.
Product availability, shipping is pretty intense. And
something's come from the Netherlands. I'm serious. Like, you,
they come from all over the world. We get product from Japan, South America, Europe, really all over the world. So basically, what we do is have the conversations with our clients about, you know, their vision, their, you know, styles. Kind of talk through what is most important to them as far as color scheme, stuff like that. 9.7% of brides, or 9.7 out of 10 brides, really don't know much about flowers, and they don't need to. That's where we come in. And so then I go to the wholesalers and say, you know, I'm looking for this, this, and this in these colors, and they come back with me to me with availability and pricing, and then we.
And I'm sure the price has gone up too with everything else. That, how do you justify that?
Yeah,
is that hard to like tell your clients?
It's an interesting balance because they book with us, you know, a year or more depending on.
So if that price went up, do you still lock in at the original price? Like, how does that work?
So it's a fine balance of, you know, having that conversation ahead of time. And yeah. I'm still a little bit new in this, and so I'm still learning. This is the first time this mass amount of inflation has happened since I started this business. Yeah. So I'm educating my clients along with educating myself through this process and saying, you know, this is what I'm seeing today. Should it go down, you'll benefit. Should it go up, you'll pay. Like, it's, you know, it's just what it is in our world that we're living in now.
Yeah, it's a scale.
I've definitely had to eat the cost.
Yeah.
In certain situations lately, but it's all part of it.
That's the same with food right now, too. Our caterers are experiencing the same thing.
Every day it seems like food prices change. Yeah.
Food, booze, shipping. The shipping thing is new for all of us, I think. Yeah. We've been doing this a while, and not having the vendors or the outlets you're used to ordering from available has been a little bit...
Like, a big lesson that I've learned over the years is factoring in shipping and inflated costs because of gas prices and all the things. You know, we're watching, you know, what used to be $100 a box to ship is $250.
That's a big difference. You know, that's a big difference because all those little the box of flowers, this flower, these little certain things all cost so much more. So that just, you got to account for that, you know, and you can't, like you said, you can't be eating that every single time. You know?
No, I wouldn't survive as a small
business. You got a business like that.
Hey, because you guys do so many amazing and beautiful events, again, or Uncorked Occasions and Tula Rose, I mean, amazing. Do you guys ever get jaded? Like, what if you had to design your wedding someday? What would you feel like that would be a hard thing to do? Like, yeah, you wouldn't do it, right? Yeah.
We will hire people. I mean, like, practice what you preach. My job is to pair you with the professional best suited for your vision and your budget. So if Tessa's your florist, I know that I don't need to go learn about what flowers are in season or what colors that is her job. I don't need to educate myself on that because she's a trusted vendor. So when it comes the time, if the time comes for either of us to do that, we will absolutely hire somebody, whether it's in local to that area we want or someone that we know and trust already. But absolutely, positively, will neither of us be planning our own weddings.
Yeah, she can answer.
I can answer that for both of us.
Oh, awesome.
Well, where can people find you? Where's the central hub? Where can they start looking into your services a little bit?
I say online because both of us have such flex hours. She's in the back building things, you know, shipping things. I'm on site at meetings and stuff. So I would say our websites. Mine's www.
Instagram. I would really love inquiries coming through the website. It's the easiest thing for us to respond to.
Okay. And what are the websites? Name those so that people can.
I'm uncorkedoccasions.com.
Okay.
TulaRoseEvents.com.
Okay. Perfect. Cool.
We also have a side business called The Branch by Tula Rose. So if the budget doesn't meet our minimum spending requirements per the date and venue, we have an online shop by color ordering option called The Branch by Tula Rose.
Okay.
So, you know, there's been a slight trend in the recent years of the more intimate style events. So it's a great way to accommodate.
And basically, you make the arrangements, and they pick them up, and they do the setting and all of that too. Yep. So that's a big saver.
Yeah, we do it very seamless for them. Okay. If they wanted like an arbor spray for their ceremony backdrops, we literally will put it together and hand them zip ties and talk them through how to do it.
I love that, and I love looking at whoever did that social media campaign. Really did a beautiful job. I just want to say, yeah, that was awesome.
Sophia,
it was me.
Very cool. We use that a lot, and it's nice because we can even pick it up for our clients. Sometimes it's just bouquets and stuff if they're not wanting any real flowers in the way of decor, and other times it's, like she said, an arbor spray or something that it's not necessarily something that her team needs to come and set and break and do, but that they can easily look, click, shop, and then seamless.
It's all the different color schemes. You pick your color scheme, and then it's already, it'll pre-build
That's
it.
Some beautiful
it's a
ones
beautiful so idea. Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, we're adding to it. The goal is this summer to add a couple more options.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Always got to be expanding and growing, right? Yep. Always got to be offering more. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah. Thank you for having us. Afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. Very fun. I learned a lot.
Yeah, you would.
About something I'm never going to experience.
Not true.
You never know. You never know. We're going to play that back at your wedding.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Fun conversation. You can check out the websites. Get more information.
Yeah.
These ladies are here to serve you and make sure it's not a stressful event. Make sure it's just a happy event for everybody.
That's important.
That is.
You
got to
take the stress out.
Right?
You talked about Bridezilla. It's really the mother or the mother-in-law. Right. Just saying. They're going to plead the fifth on that because they're usually stroking the check. But yeah, I have done a delivery or two for these two before, and I have walked into that hornet's nest. Yeah, that was fun.
I think one of my favorite sayings about the wedding industry is we make memories.
Yeah.
And so I always remind my staff of that. You know, we make memories. We need to make them good.
Yeah.
And beautiful.
Yeah, don't make bad memories.
Beautiful memories.
Smile nice. Memories. Yeah.
Funny stories when they're not. That's where we draw the line.
Yeah. Well, thank you all very much. We appreciate you coming by today.
Thank you.
Hey, at this point, I do want to remind people that our friends at the Bailey Group, just a world-class organization, Mark has built upon the foundation of a trusted local insurance agency and developed the company into a nationally competitive firm from right here in St. John's County. The Bailey Group provides insurance, benefits, and financial strategies to companies and employees across the U.S. While maintaining that local personalized service model that sets them apart from all the rest. The Bailey Group provides solutions using cutting-edge technology, strong carrier relationships, and out-of-the-box thinking. We love the Bailey Group.
Absolutely. They're amazing. And Mark and the Bailey family were honored to be a part of the United Way's fifth Givers Gala back in January.
That's right.
Over $200,000 was raised for our community.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah.
That's nuts, man. That's a lot of money. That's going to go to just great programs. A great scene here in St. John's County for sure. Speaking of great programs and great people, the United Way of St. John's County. You know, when they first opened their doors in 1957, they were kind of known as the community chest. They raised about $48,000 that year, which was good for back then.
Yep.
It was okay for back then.
It's a big number.
It's not a bad number at all. The United Way has obviously changed a lot over the years, as everybody has, but their focus, their mission has not changed at all. Today, they have a total impact of over $2.5 million annually.
Man. Million.
It's huge. Mm. And they continue to fight for health, education, and financial stability of every person in our community. The United Way, it is amazing what happens when we live united.
Love it.
That's it. All right, we got any events that we need to throw on people's radars here?
Yeah, real quick. Right after this show right now, Volano Beach Main Street community meeting is happening from 4 to 5 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Express Volano Beach. I know there's a lot of growth going on in there, so the topics of this discussion are going to be traffic and safety initiatives.
That's important.
Yeah, there's also Jeff Scott from District 2 FDOT Traffic Solutions is going to be there. He's an engineer.
That's great.
So they're going to be having some great topics, and there'll be some memberships and some sponsorship opportunities. Shout out to St. Augustine Sailing Enterprises that are making this possible. Very nice. But yeah, they're going to have a good kind of roundtable discussion. That'll be a good one to talk about. And if you have any concerns going on in the Volano community, which I know that you've been reporting some major safety concerns.
Major safety. People are very, very concerned. So I think people in that Volano area definitely need to check this out. Talk to some of the people that are there. Because, yeah, there are some stretches of Volano Beach that are very, very dangerous. Continually, we're seeing accidents from out there and a couple of deaths recently, unfortunately. So This is a big deal, and this is actually very important. People need to go out to this meeting, especially if you're in that Volano area, and let people know about your concerns.
Yes.
Because it is getting dangerous.
I agree with you.
That's for sure.
And that's at the Holiday Inn Express in Volano Beach, 140 Volano Road in the town center there.
Cool. Thank you for that heads up.
Yeah. Also, another one, save the date, improv comedy night at the Beacon Listening Room, and an evening of unscripted comedy featured the Adventure Project. The Adventure Project presents improv comedy night at the Beacon Gastropub on Anastasia Island in St. Augustine. The show will be completely made up on the spot. It's my kind of show.
Love it.
Those so remember to bring your suggestions with you. That starts at 7. $10 in advance, $15 at the door. Go to adventure-project.com.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I like all improv stuff, man.
It's fun. Yeah. And I love that they don't have it's like a scripted moment. You just walk in. Yeah. Obviously, there's a full bar. There's dinner menu. There's parking available. So it's a good event for everybody.
Sweet.
Tomorrow we've got Port in the Storm coming in and talking about their Casino Royale.
All right.
That's coming up. Art in Motion. I'm wondering if they're going to ask you to be a dealer.
I don't know.
July 9th, 6 to 10.
I'm not a good dealer.
They like you.
I'm just a trinket.
They really enjoy how you do it.
Okay.
So that's, we're going to get a little bit to the bottom of it. Because I don't even know where is the, it doesn't even say here. So we'll find out tomorrow where this Casino Royale is going to be.
All right.
And that's going to be a good one. Yes.
All right. Very good.
Yeah, very nice events for today.
Heck yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much for putting those together.
Sure.
The people appreciate it.
Yeah. I appreciate the people.
All right, man. Well, I think that's all we got for today, right?
Yeah, I think that's good.
All right, cool. Well, hey, we had a fun show. Thank you very much to our special guests. Thank you guys out there for watching, and we will see you in the morning.
Bye.